chain of command. There were people who were able to stay full time in the city where it ever was. There were people who were able to come more often. There were people who were able to come less often. Amongst Hasidim, there were people who were, you could call them closer to the Rebbe, and people you could call them further from the Rebbe, which is, again, very much the connection that the organs of the body have to the head. There are lower organs and there are higher organs. There are organs which are entrusted with more refined, sensitive jobs, and then there are lower organs, like the feet, which just do the simple jobs, and are not as, you don't see as much that connection to the head. But we know that it's still possible for something to live even though it's not connected to the head. Because we know that sometimes something happens and a person gets sick. And it's possible that certain limbs and certain organs, their connection to the brain should be interrupted. And yet, they cannot continue to function, but they can continue to live. So that means that the relationship between the organs and the head is a relationship that affects the functions of the organs, but not the essence. We said life is the essence, and functioning is the expression of the fact that there's life. So we see that the connection between the organs and the head were only in terms of their organs, the organs performing their functions, but not in terms of life itself. The organ can continue to live even if it's not openly, even if the connection to the head has been affected. Where does the organ get its life? Where does the body get life from? The body gets life from the heart. The heart pumps blood into all the organs. And that is something, life itself comes from the heart, not from the head. And the life itself is equal in all parts of the body. When you're talking about function, you can make a distinction. There are more refined organs in the body with more important functions, and there are lower organs with less important functions. But when you're talking about life itself, you don't say one organ is more alive than the other organ. Life itself is something, and that's why the heart pumps the same blood. For those who were here this morning, life pumps the same blood to every organ. It's not different blood. The heart sends different the mind sends different energies to different, each limb and organ based on what it needs. The heart sends the same blood. Why? Because the heart gives life itself. The Rebbe came along in our generation, and the Rebbe said there's a deeper connection between the Reish B'nai Yisrael, between the Nasi Adar, the head of the generation, and the people, that goes deeper than the Inyan of Reish. The new thing that the Rebbe, and that is something which the Rambam refers to a melech, a king, as Lev Kol Kahal Yisrael, that the king is the heart of the Jewish people. So the Rebbe says that there's an Indian in the Nasi Hadar, in the Nasi, that he is the heart of the Jewish people. That the connection that every Jew has to the singular leader of the generation is not just the connection to a head, where you need to connect to him in order to be able to function, in order to be able to have your needs, your specific tailored needs. You go to him when you need something. The Rebbe says that the connection to the Nasi Adair is like the connection of all the organs to the heart, that spiritual life itself, the essence of life itself, comes from your connection to the Rebbe. Where do you see that? How do you see that? So first of all, just the fact that the Rebbe is the first one who introduced this inyan of Melech, that the essence, because that's the inyan of Melech HaMashiach, that he reveals the essence of all things, and he reveals them down in the physical reality. The question is, how do you see this concept? This is a much deeper connection. The Rebbe is talking about a much deeper connection, that the connection between the Chassid and the Rebbe is not only for his spiritual functioning, the connection is for his very spiritual existence. And that's why by the Rebbe you saw an amazing thing, which by the previous Rebbe, there were times that he would fabreng, he would have, and only the older Hasidim were allowed to come in. Only a few invited individuals were allowed to come in. There were people who, There are people who in the who are learning in 770, and a whole year they would never see the Rebbe. The previous Rebbe lived upstairs in his apartment, and only single individuals were allowed to get in. And they made his own minyana, and not even got a chance to have a direct relationship with him. By the Rebbe, you saw an amazing thing. By the Rebbe, first of all, you saw that there's no higher and there's no lower. By the Rebbe, there was no order, no chain of command. All the people who expected that, oh, since I do so much for the Rebbe, so the Rebbe is going to treat me extra special. The Rebbe is going to treat me different than he treats an ordinary person. And you saw, if anything, was the other way around. The Rebbe treated every Jew, from the greatest of the great to the smallest to the small, equally. They got equal time. If anything, the Rebbe gave more time to the people who would seem to be further away from him. Because the fact is that the heart has to pump more in order to get the blood to the furthest reaches of the body, the heart has to pump a little harder. So here you saw that the connection that the connection between a Jew and the Rebbe was not a connection that you necessarily had a personal relationship, and he provided you personally what your specific needs are. The idea was that the Rebbe related to everybody and was involved with everybody as an individual and equally involved with everybody. There was no such thing that it was a person. There was no person who could claim. The only time way a person got a little more time from the Rebbe was if he was involved in matters depending on how many Jews you had the power to affect. The Rebbe would spend more time with you, but not because of you, because of all of those Jews that have to be reached. So a person whose work affected many Jews, the Rebbe would spend a little more time with him. But otherwise, to say that being important, being a big shot, being learned, being anything, didn't get you extra time. It didn't get you extra closeness. Because the relationship between the melech, between the nasi and the nation, is very different than the relationship between the Rebbe as he was understood traditionally. Because Chassidus explains that melech HaMashiach has two jobs. He's a melech, and he's a rav. He's a king and he's a teacher. What's the difference between a king and a teacher? A teacher has to tailor his lesson to each student. A teacher has to take each student, see what he's capable of understanding, and tailor his message, has to come down to the level of the student and teach him. A king is the opposite. A king doesn't have the luxury of coming down to each individual and tailoring the message to him. The king has to provide for the entire nation. And therefore, the king has to be removed from the entire nation, and he rules by decree, and he treats everybody equally. Because he's equally responsible for every one of his subjects. Mashiach is the ultimate combination of these two things, of Rav and Melech. The king who's above it all, who's removed, who rules by decree, from one end of the world to the other, and he gives orders and soldiers march. What he says goes. And on the other hand, he's also going to be a Rav. That same Mashiach, who's a Melech, who's above it all, will be able to bring that spiritual essence, which is what elevates him from everyone, bring it down to the level that he can relate it to each person according to his capacity. And again, who is the physical, where do we see these concepts physically embodied? Was only in the Rebbe. The capacity to be involved with world global matters in which every Jew figured equally. There was no such thing. The Rebbe once said that, he said that there are people who, when they sit down to figure out a place where to go on shlichus. Young Lubavitcher men get married, and they want to go out and do the Rebbe's work, go to a place where they need an emissary. So the Rebbe said, it's possible that a person can make the mistake and think that he should go to a place where there are a lot of people. He'll go to a place where there are a lot of Jews to reach. So therefore he'll be able to accomplish a lot. But why should he want to pick a place where there's only a few hundred families? So the Rebbe said, no. That, and also a person might decide he wants to pick a place that's closer to the Rebbe. Like this, I could be closer to the Rebbe. Why do I have to go to a place that's far away? I could always hop over to 770, drop in. So the Rebbe said, no. The Rebbe said, when you pick a place where to go, he said, look where you need, where they need someone. He said, find the smallest place and the furthest place from me, and that's the way you'll be the most connected. The question is why? The furthest place, and the place where you most need it, even if it's smaller, why is that the way you're most connected? The Rebbe said, I have to care for every single Jew. It's not a numbers game here. You tell me, here I can go to a place and I can affect many Jews. Then I can go to a place I may affect only one Jew. Who are you to decide that it's more important to go here and do this than to go reach that one Jew over there? Look where you need it. Don't try to measure who gets what. Because to the Rebbe, every Jew counts from one end of the world to the other. It doesn't matter. Going out of shiras is not an opportunity for you to be an accomplished person. Going out on shiras is you have to look at the need of the person that you're reaching, not at your need for accomplishment. And that's what the Rebbe used to say. When a person goes out on shlichus, he's supposed to feel that if there's one Jew in his city who is not putting on tefillin that day, then he's doing something wrong. It seems impossible. What do you mean? Because again, the Rebbe was educating. Shlichus does not mean you're racking up scores, you're racking up points, accomplishments. The Rebbe is saying, I have to care for every single Jew. If you work for me, you have to learn how to care for every single Jew. If you say, well, listen, I have 100 people, I have a lot of things to do, who has time to think about every single Jew? The Rebbe says, if you're not caring about every single Jew, you're not working for me. You work for me, then I'm not sending you out so that you can rack up numbers. I'm sending you out because we're concerned about every single Jew. So here again is the physical embodiment, a very lofty concept, but the Rebbe didn't just reveal it as a concept. The Rebbe revealed it as a physical reality. The Rebbe made it happen. The Rebbe made that connection. He made himself available for that connection to every single Jew. Without the Rebbe, who had a fraction, had to beg the people to please stop coming, the Rebbe would, when someone would come to the Rebbe and bring a group of 10, the Rebbe would say, how come you didn't bring me 20? And if you came with 20, you wanted to know, next time you're going to bring 40. But the Rebbe was the opposite. Now the Rebbe had to reveal his connection between him and every single Jew. And there was no such thing as not having time. There was, if anything suffered due to lack of time, was the personal hashpah, the personal attention to your specific problem, to sit down, to be the direct teacher, to spoon feed the individual. But the aspect, as the years went on, the aspect of king became much more and more revealed, and the aspect of the Rebbe as being primarily focused with everybody. And therefore, the Rebbe said, there were people who complained that when the Rebbe stopped seeing people for private audiences, and he started seeing public audiences, public-private audiences, the people who felt cheated. I didn't get a private audience. And the Rebbe said that this is higher than a private audience. The Rebbe said, what do you mean higher than a private audience? I used to come, I used to tell the Rebbe my problems. He answered me directly. Why does the Rebbe tell me stories? It's higher. And there were people who tried to push the issue, and the Rebbe got really tough. The Rebbe said, I repeated many times, you don't believe me? I'm telling you, it's better for you, it's better for me, and it's better for you to have. So what's going on here? Because what's happening is, actually, the Rebbe is becoming more and more accessible to more and more people. So even though in a certain way it looked like the Rebbe was getting further away from us as individuals, and I mean, even later, the Rebbe developed the thing of seeing people for dollars. But again, that was like you had an instant in time. You passed by, and you had that second, you had that instant, and that was it. But the fact of the matter is, as the Rebbe seemed to be stepping further and further back, it's the inyan of Melech, the inyan of Malchus. You know that the Melech is the essence and this actual source of life, spiritual life of each and every Jew, is becoming more and more of you. And again, you could physically, if you sit down, you could trace back in how many spiritual areas every single Jew in this world, how much of their spiritual life has been affected by the Rebbe. I once was speaking to somebody who's involved he's a scribe. He's involved in with tefillin and mezuzahs. And he said that today there's all kinds of organizations, watchdog organizations, to watch that tefillin should be written properly and mezuzahs should be written properly, and they should all be certified and checked and so on and so forth. And this person told me, he says, no, out there in the world, nobody realizes that the one who woke the world up, the religious world, to the shocking things that were going on in the field of Safras, was the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He says, but I can't tell anybody; they would never believe me. He said, but the fact of the matter is that until the Rebbe made this thing of sending people to everything that happened, the Rebbe sent people to check the tefillin and check them as well. So people started, it came more and more to light what was going on in the field, and that there were terrible things going on. And that's when people started getting more involved, trying to correct the situation. So again, ways in which people who see themselves as dafka not connected to the Rebbe, in their mind they see themselves as their chas v'shalom even against the Rebbe. And yet, there's no one who their life, who their spiritual life, has not been affected one way or the other. What's the ultimate revelation? What's the ultimate physical expression of the fact that the Rebbe is that your connection with the Rebbe is an essential connection? It's not a functional connection. A functional connection can be severed. As we said earlier, a functional connection can be severed and you continue to exist without it. The organ, which is chas v'shalom, not connected to the head, it's still alive. It can't function. You can work, you can exercise it, you can do things with it, you can keep it fresh and keep it alive. And if someday it's reconnected, it goes right back to work. But you can't connect an organ from the heart and it's going to continue to live. So what's the ultimate breakthrough? What's the ultimate breakthrough of the inyan of Mashiach in the physical reality? Is the fact that Gimel Tammuz took place, and there are people all over the world who feel just as connected to the Rebbe as they did before. If your connection if the Rebbe is only your teacher, is only a functional connection, then it's possible that connection should end. That's why it was possible to go from one Rebbe to another Rebbe. So first you learned the teachings of this Rebbe, then you learned the teachings of the other Rebbe. A functional connection is possible to be said. And yet, you find a situation where, and now I'm not just talking about people who are learned, or people who instinctively, a Gimel Tammuz take place, and people instinctively feel as connected to the Rebbe as before. And the question is, how could that be? He's not teaching you anything. He's not telling you anything now. at least not in an open way. So what's the connection? How are you? What do you mean you're connected to him? But the answer is, if we're actually starting to realize and experience that the connection to the Rebbe is not just a connection on the functional level, it's an essential connection. You cannot separate an essential connection. You cannot separate. It cannot be interrupted. And we instinctively feel, without, even if not all of us know the name for it, know the reason why, but we instinctively feel that that connection cannot be separated. So for the first time in history, you have such a situation where our people who walk around and feel totally connected to somebody who, according to the way nature interprets events, has gone away. And yet, the connection not only does not diminish, but for those who choose to live in the atmosphere of Mashiach, they can feel the connection get stronger than before. And once you open yourself up to that connection, you can actually see how the Rebbe is still involved in the functional details of your life. If people who have a problem with seeing the Rebbe as connected connected to their lives, they have a problem seeing the Rebbe as connected to the specifics of their life. But if you're living with the fact that if I'm alive, then the Rebbe is alive. How to define the Rebbe is alive? I don't know. This one says like this. This one says like, I don't know how to define it. I'm not saying I don't have a definition. I'm saying it's not the issue. But the fact is, if I'm here, then the Rebbe is here, because I feel, and countless people feel, that the Chassid and the Rebbe are not student and teacher, but the Chassid and the Rebbe are Etzem Echad. The connection between the heart and the rest of the body, which is the connection in which the essence of life itself is dependent on. So the ultimate physical embodiment, this itself reveals, at the same time that Gimel Tamas conceals Melech, it appears to conceal the Inyan of Melech HaMashiach. Yet the fact is that if you look a little deeper, Gimel Tamas reveals the Inyan of Melech HaMashiach in a way that was never revealed before. That the Melech is, that the connection to the Melech is so total that even when you don't see him, the connection is still there. That's in a certain way a much more powerful revelation. We're not talking about lofty spiritual people who their spiritual antenna are picking up lofty concepts. We're talking about physical, ordinary people, like most of us sitting in this room. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I know I am just a regular, grubby, physical guy that relates to the physical world. And the fact is that things which should be the most far-out concepts are so real to us and part of our everyday life, everyday physical life, decision-making, and living with the Rebbe. Taking every situation and saying, what does the Rebbe expect from me in this situation? What does the Rebbe want from me in this situation? Even asking the Rebbe. And yet, it doesn't make sense from what we know of physical history, it doesn't make sense. How could this be going on? And yet you're seeing on the physical level the embodiment of a revelation of a much deeper connection between the people and their king than we saw before Gimel Tamas. As we reveal that deeper connection, the embodiment of that connection, the living that connection in our day-to-day lives, in our physical lives, the more we live with that connection, the more we are living in the atmosphere of Mashiach. Because we're breathing the air of Mashiach. We're living with the Rebbe. The Rebbe is not anymore someone who resides in a specific house. And if you want to hear his teachings, the way you're connected to him is by hopping a plane and visiting him and hearing his teachings. The existence of the Rebbe is something which you can feel in every corner of your life, in every aspect of your life, in the air that you breathe. Of course, in order to experience that connection, of course you have to be learning the Torah of the Rebbe. Of course you have to be involved in doing the works of the Rebbe. But what's happening here is the connection. But all the generations Hasidim learned the Torah of the Rebbe. In all the generations they did the works of the Rebbe. And yet today you're able to do it, that reveal with that same thing a much deeper connection than was ever revealed before. So when we have to address the issue of who is Mashiach to the world, we have something much more powerful. Our message is not that, well, we think that he's the best candidate, or we found it in a footnote, that the Rebbe hinted to it in a footnote. The Rebbe did say it, he didn't say it, and we get into these arguments back and forth, and that's what we're busy with. That's not what we're telling people. Our message is, learn what Melech HaMashiach could do for you. And I'll show you that the Rebbe could do those same things for you too. You want to know? I'm not going to get into the issue. My leader, your leader, any leader. You like him, you don't like him. Because what do you expect Melech HaMashiach to do? What would you expect from your relationship with Melech HaMashiach? When he will be revealed, what will you expect? I want to show you that you could start getting those things from him today. Because I know I'm starting to get those things from him. To be able to live in a world where the world doesn't dictate to you how you live. To live in a world where the world doesn't dictate to you what you can say and what you can't say. Living in a world that in which godliness and whatever the Torah has to say, we could go out, you have no problem going into the streets, into the universities, into the office buildings, into all the places where you would have never thought that a rabbi would have the nerve to set foot and bother people about Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe took down all the walls. There are no places we can't go, and there are no things that we can't do, because in that sense, the Rebbe gave us the tools to break each one, to break out of his own spiritual goals. There is no person who's too far removed from Yiddishkeit that can't be brought back completely to become totally committed to the Yiddishkeit. There are no limitations spiritual, there are no limitations material. Any situation that we have, the Rebbe, if you're connected to the Rebbe, you can have the power to go out of your own individual gullus, your own individual exiles in all areas of life. And you'll see that any area in which a person has a difficulty, any area in which a person has a challenge, and they have difficulty overcoming it, if you bring your connection to the Rebbe to bear on that situation, what happens is Ayetzara knows that, and therefore he distracts us from that connection, because he knows, because like we said, this is with the same person, the same thing, which same conversation which seemed interesting when God was concealed will seem like tremendous disturbance when godliness is revealed. The same thing, the same situation which gets you all hung up when you're not feeling the presence of the Rebbe in your life will look very different when you do feel the presence of the Rebbe. And that is, but this is only a hagdama. This is only a preview. We have not yet fully revealed the Inyan of Mashiach, has not become fully revealed in the physical reality. But the fact is that is very much a part of our job. How does it happen? We figure we're all waiting around for a miraculous revelation, and then the existence of Mashiach will be fully revealed in the physical world. It's true. That is definitely going to happen. But the Rebbe said, in the same sikha where the Rebbe talks, that the main thing is living with the existence of Mashiach, and everything else follows from that. Living with the existence of Mashiach and all the activities of Mashiach himself follow from that. And living with the existence of Mashiach and your own personal redemptions follow from living with Melech HaMashiach? Automatically, as you deepen your bond, and as you deepen your connection, and you deepen your awareness of how your life is totally bound up with Melech HaMashiach, you will see yourself being able to break out of your own spiritual prisons and limitations, automatically finding the tools and the means to break out of your own inner exiles. But the Rebbe said, this is another thing that we have to do. The Rebbe explains in the story of David and Bathsheba, when David HaMelech was on his deathbed, and he had a son named Adonio who wanted to take over. So he got all of the, he got the top generals and many of the leaders to side with him, and they made they were going to make like a coronation for him while David was still alive. So Bathsheba came into him, and she said, you promised that Shlomo will be the king. So he said, you're right. And then Nasan Hanavi came in and said the same thing. So David said, you're right. And they coronated Shlomo as the king. Adonio and all those people ran away. After it's all over, Bathsheba says to him, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David Leila. You should live my master, David, forever. Question is, I mean, the whole point of what's going on here, the man is on his deathbed. What are you standing and telling a man on his deathbed that he should live forever? When the whole, your whole thing that you got was getting him to do was to make sure that there's someone to take over. So the Rebbe explains, what does it mean? And what she was referring to is that you guaranteed the eternity of your kingdom. The kingdom of David, the eternity of the kingdom of David, is not actually carried out by David himself. It continues, starts from David, continues with Shlomo, and it ends with Melech HaMashiach. The eternity, the Nitzchias of Malchus Beis David, of the house of David, is through Melech HaMashiach. So what was she saying, Yechi Adeni, the Rebbe says, what was she saying, Yechi Adeni HaMelech David Leila? What she was saying is that through the fact that you anointed Shlomo, so, and you guarantee that now this will enable that from you will come out Melech HaMashiach, because Melech HaMashiach has to come mi beis David umi zera Shlomo. The Rambam says that he has to be both from the house of David and from the seed of Shlomo. By anointing Shlomo, you guarantee the eternity of your kingdom through Melech HaMashiach. So the Rebbe says, in other words, her saying Yechi Adeni HaMelech David Le'elam reveals the existence of Melech HaMashiach. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense. If he's telling a dying man, he should live up. So what is the proclamation of Yechi Adeni HaMelech David Le'elam do? It reveals the existence of Melech HaMashiach. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe continues and says, after you reveal the existence of Melech HaMashiach through the proclamation of Yechi Adeni HaMelech David Le'elam, then he's able to be revealed through performing the functions that Mashiach has to perform. So what is that? So why the question is, but it still needs explaining. Why is proclaiming Yechi Adeni HaMelech David Le'elam that which reveals the existence of Mashiach? So the Rebbe said, because the Rebbe explains in the Sicha of Beis Nissen Tavshin Memches that what's the idea of Yechi HaMelech? That because the relationship between a king and the people is like the relationship between a heart and the organs of the body, not just like the head, but the relationship is like the relationship between a heart and the organs of the body. It means that and we know the heart serves no other function than to pump blood to the rest of the body. So the heart is totally dependent on the rest of the body. If it doesn't have a body to pump to, it doesn't have life. And the rest of the body is totally dependent on the heart for its life, because that's the heart is what pumps its life. So the Rebbe said, why when they anointed a king, when they appointed a king, did they say Yechi HaMelech? The Rebbe said they were expressing this total interdependence. The proclamation of Yechi HaMelech expresses the idea, the awareness of the connection between the people and the king, that the people's lives are totally dependent on the king, and their king's entire existence is giving life to the people. So the Rebbe is saying the expression, the exclamation of Yechiya Melech expresses this connection, this deeper connection that goes beyond the connection between the organs and the head. This deeper connection between the organs and the rest of the body and the heart is expressed through the proclamation of Yechiya Melech. And the Rebbe says that Yechiya Adeni HaMelech David Leila, a similar proclamation, reveals the existence of Melech HaMashiach. These two things are one and the same. By revealing that type of connection, that there is a connection between a Melech and an Am, by revealing that connection that we have, which finds verbal expression, Yechiya HaMelech is only the verbal expression of that deep, of that connection. It's not just a slogan. It's an expression of the awareness that my total existence depends on the king, and the awareness that the king is totally involved, his existence is totally in giving life to his people. That's his total existence. So Yechiya HaMelech is the expression of an awareness of that connection, that if I exist, I can only exist if I'm connected to the Rebbe, to my Melech. Because if I'm not connected, then where do I get life? I don't have a life without being connected to my source of life. That is the proclamation of Yechiya Adeni HaMelech David Le'elam, is the recognition of that connection, revealing that connection. That is much more powerful after Gimel Tammuz than it is before Gimel Tammuz. The Rebbe didn't say Yechiya HaMelech is a prayer.
Do you mean HaMelech David was the Mashiach of this generation or
no? She was saying to him that she knew that it wasn't going to happen in his generation. She knew it wasn't going to happen in his generation. She said the Mashiach has to come from Shlomo and not from any of the other children of David. That's why she said Yechiya Adeni HaMelech David Le'elam, that because you appointed Shlomo, that's the guarantee that will come out Melech HaMashiach. So So what the Rebbe is saying here is that the proclamation of Yechiya HaMelech, which the Rebbe says at the time gives life to the king, because it reveals that connection between the people and the king, that the connection is not just a connection between a student and his teacher, that the connection is not just a connection between the organs and the head, but it's this deeper connection. It's an essential connection. What we see in the Rebbe is that we recognize that the essence of Mashiach is Melech HaMashiach himself, embodies the essence of Mashiach, and it's through being connected to him that we are connected to the essence of Mashiach, that our connection is not a functional connection but an essential connection. That is what reveals the existence of Mashiach in the world. And once the essence of Mashiach is revealed, the next step is that the light of Mashiach shines forth in a way that the Rebbe used the Lashon of Al Yedei Zeh, through this proclamation, Ula Achrei Zeh, and after this proclamation, Hiskalusei Le'ein Koil Al Yedei Pe'uloisa. That comes as revelation to the eyes of all people. That there's a time when the proclamation is not necessarily something that all people are saying. It's only later that his revelation is revealed to the eyes of all people, Al Yedei Pe'uloisav, through his actions. Through awakening in ourselves and enabling others to experience this connection. Enabling others to reveal this connection, to experience this connection. And in fact, that ever in certain ways, it's a total non-threatening connection. Today, you can go to a Jew and say, listen, here's an opportunity for you to make a connection with the Rebbe. See, but the Rebbe's not here. It's not like screaming at you. He's not demanding anything from you right now. it's you're able to establish a connection. The Rebbe is a very non-threatening figure to most people right now. When the Rebbe was coming out and every week, and there were a lot of people who felt they were a little threatened. They were a little overwhelmed by the existence of the Rebbe. They knew when they interviewed this, they had on television in the United States, they interviewed this Chaim Potok, the writer. So he said that he made sure to never be alone in a room with the Rebbe, because he was afraid that the Rebbe's presence will overwhelm him. If he'll ever, he was, you know, he knew other people that went into Yechidus, a private audience, but he always made sure that he should never find himself alone in a room with the Rebbe, because he knew, because he wanted to remain what he was, and he knew that the Rebbe's presence would overwhelm him. So the Rebbe, at the same time that he was giving to everybody, but the fact of the matter is, in a certain way, it was something very intimidating. People were very put off by standing in the presence of such a powerful presence. Here is an opportunity. We hope that the opportunity doesn't last too long, but today is an opportunity for a person to develop a connection to them in a totally non-threatening way. You could stick your toe in the water, test it out. There's a total non-threatening way without, you don't have to like, because now you're connected to the Rebbe at wherever you are. You don't have to pick up and you don't have to write a paper that you accept him. You don't have to travel to, wherever you are, that's where, on those terms, you could begin a connection with the Rebbe and allow it to develop. So today is an opportunity. The Rebbe said, one of the things the Rebbe said that's lacking is Mashiach has been already anointed. And he's been already revealed. What needed to be revealed is the connection between Mashiach and the people. And now what the Rebbe is giving us is an opportunity. We didn't ask for it, but we got it anyway. Is an opportunity to establish a connection by allowing people to understand what the Rebbe is, who the Rebbe is. The Rebbe is not my Rebbe. He's not my Mashiach. Now he's your Rebbe. He's your Mashiach. He's just as connected to you as he is to me. He'll give you as much of his time and his attention to you as he ever gave to me. I personally, I never wrote a letter to the Rebbe. I never spoke to the Rebbe, except one time I said a few words, and I've no idea what the Rebbe said back. when I came with my son for his birthday, I said a few words. I said, it's his birthday. That's it, except for bracha v'atzlocha. And one time, p'sudas tevis atzlocha rabbi p'sudas tevis, that was all we ever exchanged in terms of talk or correspondence. And well, yet...
If I don't feel that this is an important issue, that doesn't be threatened his ego by being the presence of the of being overwhelmed.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't...
The reason that you can give
that... So what, I'm not...
I'm
telling you, again, I said the fact of the matter is that the Rebbe wants us to reveal a deeper connection that we have to the Rebbe than when we had like this, when the Rebbe came and he made with the hands and he made it to this, and it was exciting, and it was... So then it was easier. You came and you got involved. For someone who was already there, you can't. Now is the opportunity to see who, you know, is your connection just from what the Rebbe gives you? But if you don't see openly that the Rebbe is giving you, then you don't feel that you have a connection. Or is your connection with the Rebbe go much deeper than that? And that is revealed in this time when you don't see openly how the Rebbe is giving you. You have to first reveal your connection to the Rebbe in order to then be able to see how the Rebbe is giving you. Now the Rebbe is involved in every situation. Because the Rebbe wants us to bring out that connection. But I'm just saying that we have to utilize the opportunity not only to reveal our own connection, but we have a shlichus to reveal to all Jews and to all peoples of the world that connection that they have. And that connection is their benefit. That connection is not something that anybody wants something from them. Anybody's trying to take something from them. Very often the people have a problem to go to to stand in front of a physical person and experience that kind of bittul, that kind of self-nullification. For a lot of people, was difficult, was disturbing. But the fact of the matter is if you could, that in a certain way that you can help people to relate to the Rebbe without, in a certain way for us, it's more difficult. For some of us, it's more difficult without seeing the physical presence. Yet for others, in a certain way, it could be easier without the physical presence, because they can relate, they could separate the physical picture of who the Rebbe is and be able to deal with the idea of the Rebbe without being overwhelmed by the physical presence. Again, I'm not saying that it's a positive situation. I'm not saying it's something that we're looking for. I'm saying it's something we find ourselves in, and we have to utilize it to the best advantage, because the faster we do that, the faster we get out of this situation. And that, and as the Rebbe says, that the more you live with the awareness of the Rebbe, the more it becomes Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi Limei Samashiach. The more it becomes that every situation you encounter, you look at every situation, you say, how